Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Isaiah 61 and 2 explains what God is expecting of his people in these last days. It says, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee." For God's glory to be seen upon his people in this deep darkness, we, the people of God, have to be obedient, purposely obedient, so that God's light, his glory, can be seen on us. We are the light of the world. The world cannot survive what's coming upon the earth without us guiding the way.
Now, the scripture is very clear. When we come out of darkness into the light, we're translated when we get saved. That's what it tells us in Colossians 1 and 13, that we were in darkness, we cried out to Jesus, he heard our cry, and he pulled us out of darkness, delivered us out of darkness, and translated us in the kingdom of God's dear Son, which is the kingdom of light. So physically, we've been transported by our spirits into the kingdom of light. So we are now wired to see and walk in that light. But yet we're still in the world. There's still darkness in the world around us. And that's what we're going to talk about today, how to navigate and how to be not only behold, but walk in what God has for you in this season of walking through the darkness.
Here is this week's message.
We're talking about darkness. What is darkness? Well, let me begin by reading a scripture. This is Isaiah 60, and some of you are probably very familiar with this scripture, where Isaiah says, "Arise, shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee." Okay? But it also goes to say, "For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee." Now, it's amazing because I did a study how many times the Bible says, behold. Behold is not just to see something. Behold is kind of like a voila, or like a something that's to be noticed and taken a notice of because it's something magnificent that's happening in our presence. So it's something also that God wants to show and teach us in that aha moment. And so when he says, behold, it means open your eyes, listen, there's something coming after that. So as he said in Isaiah 60, he's telling his people to arise and shine, for your light has come. But behold, take notice that there's darkness covering the earth and gross darkness of the people. But the Lord is arising with his light upon us. Now, the scripture is very clear. When we come out of darkness into the light, we're translated when we get saved. That's what it tells us in Colossians 1 and 13, that we were in darkness. We cried out to Jesus. He heard our cry and he pulled us out of darkness, delivered us out of darkness, and translated us in the kingdom of God's dear Son, which is the kingdom of light. So we've been transported by our spirits into the kingdom of light. So we are now wired to see and walk in that light. But yet we're still in the world. There's still darkness in the world around us. And that's what we're going to talk about today, how to navigate and how to be not only behold, but walk in what God has for you in this season of walking through the darkness. Now, what I'm going to do here, hold on here, let me get some couple of things here on my end. But what I want to tell you is, I want to share with you, I should say, is something that happened to me. And it happened earlier this week. And I can't really explain how it happened. I think it was something that I've seen, but I didn't quite take notice of. And that was the Lord came to me one day and he says, "Paula, can you see?" And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, yeah. Because remember, we may have heard teachings where when God talked to Abraham, he says, look up, look at the sky, look at this. And he said it to Joshua, as far as you can see, walk that land and every place you put your foot on, I've given to you. So in order to receive from God, we have to be able to see spiritually. You have to be able to behold or take note of what God has for you. And that can only be done in the realm of the spirit. Now, the enemy fights us from seeing in the spirit. He fights us from operating in the spirit. Why? Because he knows once we see what God has and we walk in that light, he can't stop us. He cannot stop the light. In fact, that's what it says in John chapter 1, that the light has come in the world, but darkness comprehends it not, meaning it can't stop it. Once it's in the world, he can't stop it. Okay, so the light is here. The only thing he can do is blind the hearts and minds of those of us who are out here in the world so that we can't behold it. We can't see it. It's here, but we can't see it. It's like the Bible talks about how in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, it talks about how the gospel is hid. It's hidden to those who are perishing, meaning those whose hearts and minds are in darkness are perishing. They have no idea. They can't hear. They can't see. And sometimes you can talk to them about God and the world, and it just doesn't touch them because their hearts are dark. They never receive. They don't have a receptacle within them to receive, nor desire to receive. So they're still going to be blinded to the truth that's out here. I'm reminded of a time where it was during 2020 when the pandemic was going on, and the Lord showed how the enemy was using tactics of this pandemic to blind the hearts and minds of people so that they couldn't see the blessing. And so how he showed it was there was this stage, and on this stage, Satan, the puppet master, was pulling people, and they were talking, and the people around the world were captivated by what was being spoken on the stage. Now, mind you, this was an attempt to brainwash and blind people's minds. And then the Lord said, the media is the voice of the false prophet. So they're speaking what they're being told to speak. They got the script going on. The people are watching. And people were glued to the stage worldwide. It was called a pandemic 2020, COVID. And the Lord said, it's a theatrical performance. And he showed on the outside of that stage, blessings, healings, wealth. People were getting rich while the world was watching. Why? It was set up. It was a stage. It was a stage performance. So that's one of the ways the enemy blinds the minds of people, gives you distraction so that you can't see what God is doing. You can't hear what God is doing. But those who have ears to hear, those who have a heart to hear God, rather than seeing the darkness and receiving the darkness, will also walk in the light that they're beholding. But here's what the Lord kept showing me. Over this period of time, especially recently, the Lord has been talking a lot about what's coming, what he has for me personally, what he has for business and ministry. And I've been speaking a lot of prophetic words this year. And I've been obedient to everything God is telling me. I've been walking and doing everything. But then he showed this, like this shroud that was coming over me. And I'm like, what is this shroud? He showed witches. He showed church folks. He showed family folks, close folks who are being used as tools of the enemy to speak over my life, as they are speaking over yours, what they desire, what they see, what they think, what they feel, what they think you ought to be doing with your life, what they think you ought to be doing here. And unfortunately, this is a veil, a thin veil, but it is a veil of darkness that's meant to keep us from operating and what God says. Now, we may have the light, like I have the light. I have the promise. That's why the Lord said, Paula, can you see? Yeah, I can see because he'd given me the vision years ago and I never let go of the vision. I confess that vision often. So the enemy can't take what's been revealed. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 29:29. Let me see if I can find that. That's a word here. Once the Lord reveals something to you, that's it. It's yours. It's about revelation. But again, you have to have eyes to see. You have to have ears to hear and heart to receive from God. Deuteronomy 29:20 says, the secret things belong to the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed belong to us and our children forever, that we may do all the words of his law. This is part of the covenant of God, things he makes revealed to us. That's the light coming into this dark place. That's also the light that's been deposited in the believers. Because once we come to Jesus Christ, his kingdom comes within us through his spirit. It's in our spirit. The light is in us. We have it in these vessels. But our assignment is to walk it out, to reveal what's in us and walk it out, so that the light in us will be seen on the outside. And the enemy has a way of trying to block us from really believing God. You know, we may say we're going to go here, and the enemy says, no, you're not going to go there. God may tell us to go right, and the enemy says, oh, you can't go right. You can't go through there. So that's what I saw happening. And it was thin a veil, because I could see through it. Wait a minute. What is this? What is this being put over me? People who decide you're going to be my wife. People say you're going to be my servant. You're going to be my this. You're going to be my that. It's like, no, I work for God. But see, if I'm not professing and confessing that daily, those people's words would start to go thicker and thicker and thicker around me. My words that I speak have to be bigger and more powerful than what the enemy is speaking. And that's what the Lord was showing me. There were people speaking their own words, and people do it all the time. In fact, you can look at what's going on in our public platforms. People are speaking their minds, speaking what they think. It's not God saying. You see it on the news all the time. They're speaking words that have nothing to do with what God is planning for people's lives. That's why I don't judge people's lives. I don't judge what people are doing. Why? Because I'm not God. I didn't call them. I didn't give them their assignment. So why am I going to talk? Because what looks like on the outside is different from what God is saying on the inside. And that's what's happening in my life. What people saw on the outside was not what was going on the inside. Because on the inside, God gave me a plan. I've been working that plan quietly in prayer and meditation, but I'm working the plan God gave me. But people can't see that plan. They see no evidence of that plan, and they come to their own conclusions. And that's where we need to be very careful with our words. Because in this season, you will have what you have said.
Beloved, it's not always pleasant to be light in such deep darkness, because not everyone wants to see the light. As Jesus said in John 3:19, people won't come to the light because their deeds are evil. The darkness is a cover for their wickedness. The light of God exposes what's being hid in the darkness. Yet we have a duty to shine our lights brightly, so that those who want to escape the darkness can see their way out, in Jesus' name. If you've enjoyed this episode, join us for In Pursuit of Divine Destiny with Paula Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to like and subscribe both to this podcast channel and our YouTube channel as well. Also, my latest book release, Break Forth, Fulfilling God's Dominion Mandate, has just been released exclusively on Amazon's Kindle Unlimited subscription. Feel free not only to read, but also provide a review if you choose. Thank you in advance. Finally, from all of us at Epic Ventures and Epic Books and Cafe, we wish each and every one of you a prosperous and blessed new year. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.